Blog Talk Radio.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice, easy. There's just one thing.
Job down in the city.
You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Working for the man.
Nice.
Every night and
easy.
Day.
We always
well,
do it.
I never lost
nice.
One minute of
and rough.
Sleep. And I will
work. But we're going to take the beginning of this song.
The thing
and do it
been.
Easy.
Big wheel keep
but then we're going to do the finish.
Turning.
Rough.
Proud Mary.
The way we
keep
do.
On burning.
Proud Mary. And we're rolling. Left a good job
down
in
the
city. Working for the man
every night and
day.
And
I never lost one minute of sleep.
And I was
worried about the way
the
things might have been.
You know that
big wheel keep on turning. Rosemary, keep on burning.
Rolling,
rolling, yeah.
Rolling,
Queen of Rock, Tina Turner, born Anna Mae Bullock on November 26, 1939 in Brownsville, Tennessee. She died this past Wednesday in her home in Switzerland at the age of 83. Rest in peace and thanks for the music. Greetings and welcome to our 62nd episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight, we're making up for last week when I had to postpone the show. Combination of ibuprofen, CBD oil, a THC gummy, and beef stroganoff took me out of the game before it started. We're having a house party at the 211, which is my place, and I'll be offering up a playlist that I'd probably have if I threw an actual shindig. So grab a beverage and get ready to party the 211 way. And let's first bring in a guy who lives just outside New York City in Nassau County, which means somewhere else in the world, a village is denied their idiot. Mr. Carl Caver, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Hi, Carl.
Hi, TC. I just have one word for that. Listen, I cloned myself. They have an idiot, trust me.
They do have an idiot, okay.
Yes, good. Yes, I cloned myself.
Good.
That means
good
there are
hear.
Two of me, okay? And one's coming
boy.
For you.
I don't know which one. So, boy. Hey, you know, today is May 28th, Carl. And there are a crazy amount of holidays and observances held on for every day. You know, you look it up and there's everything. And I thought
yeah.
it was pretty interesting how today is World Hunger Day, but it's also National Hamburger Day and National Brisket Day on World Hunger Day.
Well, I knew it was National Hamburger Day because I went over to Checkers, got a big Buford and some loaded fries.
Oh, there you go. Man,
that's
good stuff. My favorite,
yeah,
I think, is
sure.
it's the return of the slugs from Capistrano Day. But you know what I'm thinking? I am going to proclaim the last Sunday in May as National Rock and Boogie House Party Day.
There you go. I think it's a national holiday. I think it's a great national holiday.
It's going to be the biggest Sunday holiday of the year, bigger than that other one. What the fuck was it? Oh, yeah, Easter. Bigger than fucking Easter.
There you go.
Welcome to National Rock and Boogie House Party Day. It has a nice ring to it.
Yes,
all right,
it does.
We got a lot to get to tonight. You like my little Tina Turner? The reason I played that song.
Oh, absolutely. I want to just say one thing about Tina before you go on with the show.
Okay.
You know, I mean, as a musician, wonderful. But let's not forget that that woman had some acting chops and some presence on screen.
And,
you know, you talk about anti-entity, but my favorite is the Acid Queen from the movie Tommy.
There you go.
Blew that.
Nailed it.
Man. Blew it up.
You know, it's crazy.
All right, I'm going to disappear for a while and listen to some good music. So I'll see you after the set list.
All right. I was going to say the reason I picked Proud Mary, I think that shows her complete range as a performer. You know, my thought. So, okay.
Yep.
All right. We're going to hear some originals tonight, including from one of our dear friends, but there will also be a lot of covers done in a whole new way. Many of the songs are short, so we'll actually hear 24 tracks tonight instead of the usual 18. Let's get this house party started with the Beverly Thrillbillies.
Well, it's a rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. Rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. Rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. Rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Well, I know a little place.
pick them up and set them down. It's a little bar called the Hideaway. They do the rockabilly till the break of day. And it's a rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Go, cat, go! Kick off the shoes, getting ready to rock. They're gonna do the rockabilly wearing the socks. You ain't lived till you've had the thrill. So come on, little baby, do the rockabilly feeling. It's a rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Susie turning 17, and everybody knows her as the rockabilly queen. There's old Slim, as quiet as a mouse. The cat star Susie, he tears the house. And it's a rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight. Guitar, guitar, quiet. Rockabilly boogie, a rock, rock, rockabilly boogie, a rock, rock, rockabilly boogie, a rock, rock, rockabilly boogie tonight.
Shiny if your dick is big or your dick is tiny. It don't matter if your wig's all straight, if you And the Bootleggers from London, the UK, covering Ruth Brown's 1955 hit, As Long As I'm Moving. We'll hear from Ruth Brown a little later. Before that, one of my favorite live bands from Charlotte, North Carolina, Southern Culture on the Skids, with Soul City off their 1995 album, Third Track Date. And we started with a Johnny Burnett classic, Rockabilly Boogie, covered by the Beverly Thrillbillies, a group from Calgary, Alberta. And it's also been covered by just about every rockabilly band. On to set number two of this 211 and Rock and Boogie House Party, and the legendary Janis Martin.
Rock, pop, jump up, rock and roll, just those rocking. Girls have a letter, sweaters, real cool cats.
watch her last parachute. She's got a king-size problem, I don't understand. She can't keep away from those designer friends. But hey, everybody, let me tell you the news. Betty Lou, you bought your last parachute.
Oh, you go.
That was Hillbilly Moon Explosion from Zurich, Switzerland, featuring UK rockabilly frontman Sparky Campbell and their take on the Johnny and June Carter Cash classic, Jackson. Before that was the UK's Cadillac Kings with Betty Lou, You Bought Your Last Pair of Shoes, an original for them that is a tongue-in-cheek answer song to Bobby Freeman's 1958 hit, Betty Lou Got a New Pair of Shoes. And set number two started with the legendary Janis Martin, who was nicknamed the female Elvis in the 1950s with Drugstore Rock and Roll from 1956. She was a pioneer in both rock and roll and rockabilly. Okay, yeah, and if you don't know her, check her out. Man, she was influential on a lot of people. Okay, let's keep this house party rocking with Ray Charles.
People too, mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie boogie for the study roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around.
Stuff for me. what's your name? You put all the other little girls the same. Give me a little tip, you know, a little peck, but I'm not responsible for what I might do next. So go ahead on and walk. Go on, walk, baby. Strap your stuff for me.
Ah, yes. That was our good friend Jeff Fetterman with Paradise from his 2015 release, Bottle Full of Blues. Jeff will be our special guest on Rock This Town Radio TC on June 11th. We'll play some of his favorite songs that he wrote and recorded and talk about his career. Hope he can all join us for that one on June 11th. Before Jeff Fetterman was one of my favorite blues guitarists, Matt Guitar Murphy with Strut Your Stuff. Many of you know him from the Blues Brothers movie. He was Aretha Franklin's husband in the diner scene. Okay, we began this set with Ray Charles in Mess Around, one of his earliest hits released in 1953. The piano riff was in the New Orleans boogie style from the 20s and 30s, and it was inspired by jazz pianist Pete Johnson. Our next set starts off with Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's. Got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was blue, like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost in a sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like that. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew could catch him, I thought I could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down as if she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Car, fine clothes, and then I'll be uptown. and then I'll be uptown in penthouse number 3. Uptown, just my baby and me.
That was Roadhouse Boogie, composed by Carl's favorite, Ry Cooter, and performed by Cooter and legendary guitarist Dwayne Eddy. The track was included on Eddy's 1993 album release, Twang Thang, the Dwayne Eddy Anthology. Before Dwayne Eddy and Ry Cooter, we heard Uptown, a 1961 hit for Roy Orbison from his Lonely and Blue album, his first release on Monument Records after leaving Sun Records and a short stint at RCA. And we started this set with Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen and their cover, which I think is the best out there, of Hot Rod Lincoln, first recorded by Charlie Ryan in 1955. Well, we're halfway through our 8 sets on the Big Show's 211 Rock and Boogie House Party, and this set will have 2 timeless classics, plus a really cool cover. And, you know, we just can't have a house party without Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Spread it. me to someplace where I've never been before.
They
Chuck Berry and his 1964 single, You Can Never Can Tell. He wrote the song in the early 60s while he was in prison. Some of you Pulp Fiction fans may recognize the song from the Uma Thurman and John Travolta dance contest scene. Before Chuck Berry, Going Up the Country, the 1968 classic by Canned Heat, covered by Budapest Hungry Rockabilly Band. Oh, I'm going to fuck this up. A Nugatation. Nugatation. That's the band's name. The band got their name from the Hungarian translation of the title from Johnny Cash's biopic, I Walk the Line. So anybody asks you how to say that in Hungarian, now you know. And we started this set with This House is a Rockin' from Stevie Ray Vaughan's 1989 album, In Step. The LP title referred to his newfound sobriety. It would be his final studio album with Double Trouble and the last album released during his lifetime. The next year, in 1990, he recorded a collaboration album with his brother Jimmy Vaughan just months before he died in a helicopter crash. Okay, folks, I can't have a house party without one of my favorite bands. This is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats.
I'm gonna need someone to help me. I'm gonna need somebody's hand. I'm gonna need someone to hold me down. I'm gonna need someone to care. I'm gonna rise and shake my body. I'll start pulling out my hair. I'm gonna cover myself with the ashes of you, and nobody's gonna give a damn. Son of a bitch, give me a drink. One of the night, but it can't fit me. Son of a bitch, if I can't get clean, I'm gonna drink my night away. Oh, 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 oh. Now for 17 years I've been going in back. 17 more will bury me. And somebody please just tie me down. Ah, oh, somebody give me a goddamn drink. Son of a bitch! My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me. My heart is breaking, hands are shaking, bugs are crawling all over me.
That was our second band from Budapest, Hungary, which seems to have a vibrant rockabilly scene. That was Tom Stormy Trio featuring Sophie and Rockabilly Rhythm. Unfortunately, I can't pinpoint the origin of the song, but it seems to go back to the 50s in one form or another. Before that was Ruth Brown, Little Girls Gone Rockin', a 1958 hit single for her written by Bobby Darin and Man Kukas. We started with SOB by Daniel Ratliff and Night Sweats from their 2015 self-titled debut album. The band had no intention of releasing the song until they saw how popular it was in live performances. I've seen Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats times, including three at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Morrison, Colorado. Okay, we're on to the last set for this 211 Rockin' Boogie House Party, but let's ease it down a little with the Soul Queen of New Orleans. This is Irma Thomas.
Well, I'm going up on the mountain to face the rising sun. If I find anything good, I'm going to bring my good man some. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so close. Something. He keeps it hid, but I got something I can find it in. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, anymore. It takes a rocket ship.
Okay, that was Me First and the Gimme Gimmies and their rousing version of John Denver's Country Roads. This punk rock supergroup formed in 1995 in San Francisco and originally included Foo Fighters guitarist Chris Shiflett. Before that, we heard from the Lena Rockers from Hagen, Germany, and Boogie Woogie Queen. They had the distinction of a Guinness Book World Record of performing the highest altitude concert in a chartered 757 at 40,000 feet. And the Soul Queen of New Orleans started us off with Hip Shaking Mama, an Irma Thomas cover of a 1948 blues tune by Chubby Newsom. In 2007, Irma finally won her first Grammy of her career that has spanned over 50 years at that point. Highly underrated talent that's still around. Well, all good things must come to an end. And it's last call here at the 211 Rockin' Boogie House Party. Let's wind down this soiree with three more songs. The first from the Swamp Shakers.
If I say I'm your forever fairy, wanna be it true. Bug me, baby, I'll be waiting for your call. If you fuck up the number, come on over, you don't have to call at all.
1, 2, 3.
Well, who you been loving since I've been gone? A long, tall man with a red coat on. Trifling baby, are you doing me wrong? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Well, who's been playing around with you? A real cool cat with eyes of blue. Good for nothing, baby, why can't you be true? Who's been playing around with you? Who's been playing around with you? Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the cabaret. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the cabaret. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Who you been loving since I've been gone?
Adelaide, Australia, rockabilly band The Lincolns finish up our house party with Red Cadillac and a Black Mustache. 1957 classic track from legendary rockabilly artist Warren Smith. Bob Dylan was a big fan of Smith's and also covered this song. I played our middle song for Carl, and it's been on the Big Show playlist a couple of times. That was Johnny's Got a Boom Boom by Irish rockabilly artist Imelda May, a song she wrote entirely and was her first single release back in 2009. And we started our final set with the Swamp Shakers from Latvia. That's our first band ever from Latvia, I think. And their cover of the 1946 Louis Jordan song, Bump Me, with some updated lyrics. Jordan's recording was the first of five of his songs to hit number one on the R&B charts in 1946. Stick around because we have three more songs for artists celebrating birthdays this week. Well, Carl, did you have fun at 211 House Party?
Absolutely. I mean, you had some great stuff there, but just one slight, you know, difficulty. Okay, what day is today? Day.
May 28th.
No, Sunday. No, no. What day? It's Sunday. Don't you go to church on Sunday? Because I certainly do. And we're missing the Reverend in this.
The Reverend Horton.
Where's the Reverend?
He was at church. He was doing an, he had,
oh, okay.
He had,
never mind.
He had an evening sermon. He couldn't make it. Jesus, Carl, I gave you 24 other songs.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, I mean, I would party there anytime. It's a great, great, great playlist. And again,
you
come up with stuff that I don't know. And thank you for Imelda May. She's now occurring very frequently on my playlist.
Oh, great. You know, because I've dug just a little bit into what she does. And I only played that because of the familiarity, and it tied in real well with the show. But, man, I've heard a couple other great songs from her. She's a hell of a talent. So
absolutely.
What'd you think of Country Roads?
Oh, that was fun.
I mean,
you have this knack of finding covers that are a little on the unusual side.
Yeah.
I think we both do. That'll come clear later. But, yes.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, good stuff.
Good.
No question.
Glad you enjoyed it. Okay. As you see, by our time, I knew we were going to run late. We threw Tina Turner in the beginning, and that kind of threw off a little schedule. And I'll have this complete playlist plus all the birthdays listed on Facebook. But let me get to the birthday songs. I want to play those, and then we'll talk. How's that sound?
All right. Fair enough. I'll see you in a little bit.
Okay. And now we got three songs by birthday celebrants this week. Well, since it's baseball season, let's start it off with John Fogerty.
Home. like a mule. It's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag.
Okay, that was Brandi Carlile's song that I played a couple times over the last year. That was Turpentine from her 2000 release, We're Growing Up. Brandi Carlile will be 42 on Thursday. Our middle song was All the Young Dudes by Mata Hoople. This band was ready to give up in 1972 after two albums did poorly in sales and reviews. However, they had a big fan in David Bowie, and he offered up this song for them to record. Well, that worked out quite well. Frontman Ian Hunter will be 84 on Saturday. And we started our birthday songs with John Fogerty, his 1985 hit and title track from the Centerfield LP. A happy 78th birthday to John Fogerty today. Hey, Carl, we're running low on time, but on the list, the birthday list, I have a guy on there who is not a musician, but he was so damn important to the whole 60s counterculture that you could even say that Bob Dylan, Grateful Dead, who knows what they would have been doing if it wasn't for Allen Ginsberg. His birthday's on Saturday.
Yeah, and one thing about Allen Ginsberg, he was very, very important in the Beat Generation, which was in the late 50s to the early 60s, along with Jack Kerouac and several others, and including Uncle Bill too, and all those guys were important in that they were real influence on what then became the hippie movement. There were a bunch of people that were involved in both, including King Easy. But Ginsberg, as a poet, as someone who just had a major influence, you can't. Pardon me. I got something stuck down my throat. You can't imagine, not having them as an influence, because, it's the old story. Anyone who made rock music in the 60s and 70s, they were influenced by the drug culture, by all that. And that all comes from the Beat Generation.
Yep. So, they ushered the whole scene in, actually. And it was, and Allen Ginsberg, he was on every FBI list, and his one poem, Howl, was, that was like a band, and everything was crazy.
And don't forget, early LGBTQ influences, too, with the Mattachine Society and such.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Anything... anything special going on this week on Deviant Legion Network, Carl? I think there's a little thing going on. Yeah.
One thing I do want to – we did a show this week. We just started a whole new program called The Golden Age, Revisiting the Golden Age with Patrick Crane. And it's a series of podcasts that are going to focus in on – the golden age of adult cinema from the 70s. And we, for our first official guest on the show, we had Howie Gordon, otherwise known as Richard Pacheco, star of several films from that era. And we are going to be doing that once a month. And we're going to be focusing on getting other people in and so on and so forth. And it looks really good. It went very well. So if anyone has any interest in that, it's called Revisiting the Golden Age. It is in the archives. So just check that out. As far as what's coming up, okay, just give me a moment here and let me scroll down. Okay. So tomorrow, which is Monday, we are going to be doing a commentary watch with filmmaker Austin Allen James. He's going to join us. He's going to be joining us for one of his favorite films, which is Steven Soderbergh's Schizopolis. And let me tell you something. This one's definitely incredibly strange, and you want to check that out. On Wednesday, I am going to be doing a music show, and TC will be with me on this.
That's this Wednesday?
That's this Wednesday.
Ha, ha, ha. I know. Carl's Cavern come returns.
Yes, it does. And we're going to go into the coal mine, and we're going to do a deep dive into Joe Jackson. Now, if everyone, you know, thinks of, is she really going out with him and real men and things of that sort, you're not going to hear any of that. You're going to hear some really interesting music. This man has delved into several styles, several different types of things. And one of the things I love about an artist is when they really go out and he's done swing, he's done R&B, he's done Greek music and stuff. I mean, he has done stuff you wouldn't believe. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. So that's going to happen on Wednesday. And then on the next day, which is Thursday, we had to cancel last week Vicki Love and her intent show, but that is going to happen on Thursday at 2 p.m. And then on Friday, on June 2nd, Cathro Gray Mission, and he will have a panel on doing the films of Alfred Hitchcock. And then we go a week from today, and what do we have coming up on Rock This Town Radio and other shows that you're going to be doing?
Okay, well, you know, we had so much fun on our Lithium is My Co-Pilot show several weeks back, and we're doing it again this week, a week from tonight. Lithium is My Co-Pilot Part 2 is a set list derived from my commute to work and back home. I'll listen to Sirius XM's Lithium channel. We'll have 18 excellent tracks, grunge and alternative rock from the 90s, and for your listening pleasure, and we hope you can join us for that. And we're going to break format a little bit. And the next day, on June 5th, I'm going to be welcoming Tyler Calkins of Bradford, PA, and his band Marshmallow Overcoat. And we're going to be playing some Marshmallow Overcoat songs for you and get to know Tyler very well. And then the following Sunday from that, we'll have Jeff Fetterman on. So a couple of live shows. I'm turning into Howard Stern here, I think, or something. I don't know. But who knows?
That doesn't
maybe.
Surprise me. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
Really, no doubt. So that's what we're doing. And you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows in the on-demand episodes archives whenever it works for you. Carl, did you have fun tonight?
Absolutely. As I said, you know, great music. You really do well, and you come up with stuff that's very unusual for, you know, like, what was it, Latvia? One of the bands was
yeah,
from Latvia.
Yeah, can you believe it? And I had two from
really?
Budapest,
that's
Hungary.
That's freaking awesome.
Well, it's so surprising. I love it when I do the research for the show to find out these bands from all over the world, you know. And like I said before when we did a rockabilly show, you think, you know, they're all American, like Brian Setzer and Reverend Horton Heat and all that. No, the rockabilly is huge everywhere. It's huge in
Whoa.
London. It's huge in Budapest. Who knew? In Latvia.
It just shows how much music can travel and influence other cultures and other languages, things like that.
Yeah.
Music is the universal language, and it truly is.
I have a DVD of Brian Setzer's Rockabilly Riot live in Osaka, Japan, and these people are going fucking nuts over him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all got... They're before the show, they're showing all the fans, you know, walking in, and they got their Brian Setzer jackets on. And the only two English words they know are Brian Setzer. Yeah, they don't care. So,
no, they don't.
Yep.
And that's true of a lot of artists, too. Not just rockabilly, but
yep,
all types
true.
Of music travels. You know, it's amazing.
I always think it's pretty, you hear of a band that washes out in America and how big they are overseas. Who's that one guy? David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, scary.
He had like maybe one hit, but he's huge in Germany. My God, he's like Elvis in Germany or something. It's just blows your mind.
It's pretty amazing.
It really is. But hey, I never I make fun of some bands I absolutely hate, but hey, they're out there doing what they love. Go for it, man. Go for it wherever you have to. Wherever you have to go to be big or to be successful or make yourself happy, do it.
Well, that reminds me, I'm going to visit our friend in jail.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
you know,
man,
that'll make
like
me
that.
Happy. At least he'll clap for me, so that'll be good.
Yeah, there you go. clap for the K-man. So,
well, you know, it's either that or crabs, so I'm not sure which one.
There you go. All right, hey, you got anything else for us, buddy?
No, we're all set, man.
All right.
We're all set.
Excuse me. So I'll be seeing you Wednesday.
Absolutely,
and
definitely
we'll be seeing a lot
check
of
that one
people.
Out because that
okay,
that
great.
One's going to be you're going to listen to some great stuff. All right, man, I'm out of here.
Okay, buddy, I'll talk to you after the show.
Absolutely.
Okay, pull up our Facebook page after the show for tonight's playlist and birthday list, and follow us at Rock This Town Radio with TC. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I've shot at shows around the country. There are several that we played tonight, Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweats. I have Jeff Fetterman videos on there I've shot. That's TCC77 on YouTube. We hope that you enjoyed our 211 Rock and Boogie House Party tonight. On behalf of Carl and Cuddles the Cat, we hope that you have a safe and happy week. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side. Big Bad Booty, take us home.
Whoa. Whoa.